news this week that 6 million Australian households will be able to get ultra-fast NBN connections has been met with a mix of cheers and criticism. But regardless of how you feel about that tech backflip, it's a program that mostly benefits those in heavily populated areas of the country. So the question is, does this mean the initial mandate of the NBN rollout is achieved to provide people across the country, no matter where, with the capacity to access high-quality broadband internet? It's an issue that Catherine Little, CEO of First Nations Media, has been following closely.
When the Regional Connectivity Program was first announced as the peak body, we immediately started reaching out to the states and territories as well as the telcos about how we might be able to work together to find shared solutions to being able to, I guess, better get that technology into those areas that currently don't have it. But that's only one part of the story. The other big piece of the pie is that having access to information is not actually the same as being able to access it. You actually have to make sure that this technology is affordable, that people understand how to use it and how to actually actively participate in it.
What do you think we need to see to incentivise the opportunity to make that further available for those communities?
I would say between the telcos and the government, there are a lot of very clever people that could absolutely come up with a different way to do this. So for our sector, there's an opportunity because some of that infrastructure actually already exists. So it could be a win-win situation where business and government partner with some of the remote media organisations who have access to satellite transmissions and retransmission sites and the ability to maintain these sites and make sure that they're always serviceable. And then also looking at, okay, if those sites go down, what are the other technologies that can be brought in?
Do you think that there's an opportunity there to also provide that support and training to bring communities on board?
Oh, absolutely. And also the world is changing so quickly, and certainly COVID has shown us how quickly as a country we've been able to adapt. And there are emerging industries and businesses that we haven't even imagined yet. And those opportunities actually exist for our remote communities as well. Even little things like art centres have had to put all their work online and learn how to engage differently. But who knows what our young mob out there will actually pick up on and what they can do. I know my kids in particular, always looking at how they develop online businesses. And I had an interesting conversation recently with a sister of mine out in the Pitlands who wanted to develop a fitness app for Anunga on the Pitlands. So I think there is now an incredible opportunity to look at what are the emerging technologies, what are the emerging jobs, and what could they look like on communities if we gave access to this technology in the first place.
Catherine Little, CEO of First Nations Media. Sam DeMarco is General Manager for Segment and Stakeholder Relations at NBN Co, which has recently opened up a new business unit focused on regional and remote Australia. He says there are a number of issues around digital equity.
The further you get away from a metropolitan environment to a regional environment to a remote environment, the level of digital literacy slips. Now, if you think about the Closing the Gap report, you know, access to services in the same vein starts to dissipate. So there's a real job for NBN to do now to raise the awareness to get people onto our network and then helping them understand how they can then participate.
Are there stumbling blocks in encouraging the telcos to actually operate there and to make the product affordable and equitable for those communities?
If we focus on the real remote areas, we have 11 retail service providers servicing the SkyMuster footprint areas. So it's very true that you've got a limited number of providers, but there is more choice than what you would have had pre-NBN. In terms of the affordability, if we look at remote Indigenous communities, it's a prepaid culture. And what we do know is that Indigenous Australians are spending 3 to 4 times more on mobile broadband than what they would otherwise on a retail product. And so when we talk about affordability, it's not necessarily that the product is too expensive. It's more so the awareness that they can have a service for a much lesser price.
What kind of programs do you initiate that deliver on that education?
We've brought on a whole lot of expertise and talent. I've employed a gentleman called Shay Cockatoo Collins. He is from country, so that he can engage with communities and reflect honestly back into our organisation what it is that the community needs, you know, to enable them to participate in an online economy. And so that's been quite a profound shift for us. In the past, we have communicated with Indigenous communities as we have with the rest of Australia. And what we've learned through that is if the Indigenous communities aren't tapped into those channels, then we've missed the mark.
Sam DeMarco, General Manager for Segment and Stakeholder Relations at NBN Co.